More than 1,000 schools are closed in South Korea because of fears over MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. 4 people have now died from the virus, and more than 40 have been infected since the outbreak in South Korea began a couple of weeks ago. There's public distrust over whether the government can keep those numbers from growing, as NPR's Elise Hu reports from Seoul.
Seo Yo's son and her 13-year-old daughter are choosing cheeses at the mall. Not an activity they were planning on, but Seo's daughter attends one of the 1,100 schools temporarily shut down as a MERS precaution.
I'm anxious, so I think it's good that school is closed, but it's a bit inconvenient.
Disruptions to regular life in South Korea came quickly as MERS cases more than doubled in a week. Seo Yo's son.
Right now, the fear is nationwide and we can't go anywhere. It's not like we can take a family trip because the kids are on holiday. We can only stay at home, which is a bit frustrating.
Also frustrating South Koreans is the government handling of this fluid situation. Not only was the first South Korean patient turned away from 3 hospitals before getting correctly diagnosed, President Park Geun-hye's health officials are refusing to share where patients are being treated.
Most of the panics right now are not based on the true risk of MERS, but on the distrust of the government's ability to handle.
Do-young Kim is a native Korean and a professor of public policy at the University of Texas at Dallas.
In order to gain the public support, they should make things very clear and through the various media sources and make every effort to communicate with the public without any intention to hide.
That's what people are calling for across Korean social media, newspapers, and in casual conversation. Thursday night, the mayor of Seoul joined the critics, holding an emergency press conference, complaining he couldn't reach anyone in the health ministry and that he's setting up his own city-level response.
I think information should be disclosed. On this note, I think information sharing has been very tepid.
The health ministry has already apologized for what it described as inappropriate and relaxed initial responses. But that's not winning people over, especially when memories of another delayed response are still fresh. Just a year ago, a ferry carrying hundreds of students capsized in the Yellow Sea, killing more than 300 people. Do-young Kim.
And the Park administration could not demonstrate any professionalism in the process of handling the case, for example, rescuing the victims, communicating with the victim's family and the public. So therefore, lots of anxiety and concerns still remain in the Korean society even now.
It helps explain why so many schools are closed when health officials insist it isn't necessary, since the virus hasn't proven to be highly contagious in the past. And government concerns have now moved beyond the virus. The foreign ministry has already set up a national image task force out of worry this panic will hit the much-prized economy. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.